December PF Desertion Care. Today's date is 08/09/2025. Dictation is for Chloe Tanner. Tanner spells T-A-N-N-E-R. Chloe spells C-H-L-O-E. Date of birth is 07/31/1990. This is a 35-year-old female. Therefore, follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Tanner has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently in Suboxone. Here, follow-up for this condition. Medication refill. She says since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports much improved. Sense of well-being since she started Suboxone. She says the drugs that she was taking, she's no longer taking them as the medication. Makes her feel much more next paragraph. Patient says she has been away from all drugs since she started this program and would like to continue, period. She indicated that her relationships with her daughter is much improved, and said, quote, my daughter can stand being next to me now, close quote. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, the physical exam, she's alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of normal. Blood pressure is 125/87. Pulse 81, respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full. Emotional rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. None distended. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 is medication refill, period. Next paragraph, urine drug screen was done, urine drug screen is positive for Suboxone. We should take inspired of this program compared to last visit. Last visit she was positive for amphetamines, meth, THC, morphine, and benzos. This is marked progress for this patient. Her medication was refilled as follows: Suboxone, 8/2 milligrams SL, 1 film SL TID for 30 days, number 90. Next paragraph, PMP aware was reviewed. The data from PMP aware reveals that patient on 8 on 8/16 received clonazepam. On number 60, she takes them twice a day. However, it appears that she is not taking this medication anymore since she starts the Suboxone, as this was not evident in her urinalysis. The patient was encouraged and strongly advised to follow up as scheduled. To give us a call in the event she cannot make her appointment, and to avoid all unauthorized substances. She says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.